This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Saturday, 15th of August, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The skies over Tel Aviv are clear tonight, a warm evening with a gentle breeze. In Jerusalem, conditions are similarly pleasant, making for a comfortable night. Meanwhile, Haifa enjoys a cool breeze, perfect for a late-night stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, a report from Ynet earlier today says the IDF confirms the death of Hamas commander Mohammed Mushtaha, involved in the October 7th attacks, following a July airstrike. Also, according to Forward from just a short time ago, the U.S. ambassador has described settlers who sieged Palestinian homes in Kusra as terrorists. Also this hour, the Jerusalem Post reports that former President Trump, who aimed to weaken Iran, may now inadvertently empower Tehran. Separately, Maariv details an escalation by the Houthis, who launched a combined attack near Bab al-Mandab with explosive boats and drones. And finally, I-24 News EN shares that an Israeli airstrike targeted a suspected weapons depot in Syria earlier today. From X, the latest. Arsen Ostrovsky, a political analyst, posted just minutes ago about President Trump's intention to declare the Strait of Hormuz a U.S. territory after dealing with Iran. Al Arabiya English reports that Israeli and foreign activists were stopped by the military as they attempted to deliver aid to a besieged Palestinian home in Kusra. Balaz News shared that Iran's deputy foreign minister dismissed President Trump's claims over the Strait of Hormuz, emphasizing Iran's resilience against threats. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the IDF's announcement, Ynet reports that Hamas commander Mohammed Mushtaha succumbed to injuries from a July airstrike. His death follows his involvement in the October 7th attack and the taking of hostages in Gaza. This development marks a significant blow to Hamas's leadership structure. Turning to the West Bank, the Forward highlights strong words from the U.S. ambassador, labeling settlers as terrorists for their actions in Kusra. This statement comes amid heightened tensions in the area, signaling potential diplomatic consequences between the U.S. and Israel. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post examines former President Trump's Iran strategy, noting that despite attempts to curb Tehran's nuclear ambitions, Iran remains undeterred. This situation underscores the complexity of U.S. foreign policy in the region. On the military front, Maariv reports a significant escalation by the Houthis in Yemen, targeting the port of Mocha with drones and missiles. This attack amplifies regional instability and threatens maritime security around Bab al-Mandab, a crucial shipping lane. Finally, in earlier reports from I-24 News EN, an Israeli strike hit a weapons depot in Syria, suspected of housing arms for Hezbollah. This action aims to curb weapon supplies to Iranian proxies, reflecting ongoing regional tensions. Turning to business and markets. First, Kitek reveals that cyber researchers have identified a dangerous Zoom vulnerability using fewer than 20 AI prompts, demonstrating AI's power in cybersecurity. Separately, Israel Hayom Business reports that Strauss has seen profits double to 224 million shekels, despite rising raw material costs, thanks to strategic adjustments. And finally, Globes indicates Israeli importers are taking advantage of a low shekel exchange rate, which presents a unique opportunity amid global economic shifts. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Saturday. Our next update is at 4 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.